of all the parts of me that hurt right before we start recording.
Are you okay?
Ah, it burned.
Was it the mango that you ate?
I think it really was. I really did, after all.
Well, let's start the podcast.
I think a little chunk of the fibrous part went down the wrong hole. Like, it stayed on my tongue. You know what I mean? You know how mangoes have little bits of fiber?
A little fiber, yeah. But, I mean, how old was that mango? That was kind of
couple months
past its prime.
It might have been past its prime, but it wasn't out of time. Oh, it burns my throat so much.
This is To The Tooth, a new podcast about the enjoyment of food, the history of food, and how food affects our lives.
Things you eat, not just food.
I am one of your hosts, Roman Aguilar. Sitting across the table from me is our other host,
Rhodes.
How you doing today? Are you alright?
My throat burns.
Rhodes was eating a mango.
It was so good.
Whatever, it was just spoiled.
It was a little old. No, I didn't taste spoiled. It was slight spoiling. But I think I stopped eating at the spoiled part. What I think happened was one of the small fibers from the mango lingered upon the farthest reaches of my neck, tooth, or throat, tongue. And when I began to speak, it like fell down the breath hole instead of the throat hole.
Down your trachea. Not your esophagus. Yeah.
I think that's what happened. There's little bits of mango chunks hanging there now.
And it's choking
me. Hurting me. It burns. It's not that it's choking me. It's that it burns.
That's unfortunate.
So, we should tell them our experiences. Yes. I am an avid eater. I'm very fat. I like food. Sometimes when I don't like food, I still eat it. I enjoy hearing people's stories about food, the preparation of it, the history of it, and also just general things people eat and decide, this is a good idea to go inside me. So, fun fact. Origin of our name, To The Tooth.
Yes. Comes from the pasta, how to cook pasta, al dente.
Al dente. That's when you want it to stick just a little bit to your tooth. A little bit of when you bite it.
A little toothiness.
Yeah.
A little chewiness.
When you bite to it, a little bit of the pasta sticks to your teeth just a little bit. And it's good. And my friend over here, Roman's got a slightly more intriguing history on edibles.
Not much more intriguing, just more involved, I guess. With food. I went to culinary school, left culinary school because I don't want to pay for it anymore. It's too expensive. Realize that's not what I really wanted to do in life is, be a cook for a line cook, restaurateur, as you would say.
Wait, how's it, a line cook is the same thing as a restaurateur?
No, I mean, basically they were training us to be restaurateurs, own our own restaurants, that kind of thing. Not the lifestyle I wanted.
Really?
I'm much more interested in the science of food, the history of food, that kind of thing, the ethics of food.
Ethics?
Yes. And so I left. I've been working as a cook for the past 5 years. It's already been 5 years, man. How time flies. But I'm going back to school to study nutrition, actually.
And you're going to be a nutritionist, or is this unrelated?
A registered dietitian. They're all related, kind of the same thing. About how to prepare food, but how to prepare food healthy and enjoy food. One of the reasons we want to start this podcast was to talk about really how to enjoy food. I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to
continue.
Not
necessarily how. Just like I like sharing my stories about it, and that's we always end up talking about food anyway.
Yeah.
While you were gone, and before our producer here, Joey, jumped on. I had a little time, and I was going through your bookshelf.
Yes.
I did not see Dark Tower from Stephen King. I would have read that. I was going through,
the sixth or seventh book in the series, so you would have been, if you started reading that, you
if
would
I
be,
started on the first book, I'd be lost.
That is true.
Because I haven't read every single Stephen King book.
No, Dark Tower, you
They're
can read
all connected.
The first book.
They're all connected.
Yeah, but from the first book, you can get that storyline. Anyway, what else did you see in the bookshelf?
So I'm going through your stuff, and I'm guessing it was a textbook. I was reading the student's vegetarian cookbook.
Yes. Yeah.
I got as far as to just before the recipes. It was very interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
That book you bought probably. All right. So when did you start culinary school?
2011.
We're now in 2018.
Holy moly! That's 7 years ago.
And it was talking about how attitudes have changed towards vegetarianism.
Yeah, and that book I bought probably like in 2008.
And that, really?
Yes.
And it probably was published earlier than that.
Yes.
And it's just sort of, I guess, talking about, it's true, like before vegetarianism, was sort of a very niche thing. Maybe you were a vegetarian for more direct health purposes. You were going to
die. I was always interested in vegetarianism just because of just to eat healthy because I knew that I wasn't eating healthy-ish. But I've never been like a strict. I've never gone strict vegetarian.
I think I always consider the vegans the more strict one, where it's like, you know.
Well, because that's like a lifestyle if you're going to practice veganism properly.
And I think we need a different term other than vegan or vegetarian, because like health isn't always. Those tend to focus more on not eating meat.
Yeah.
And then just sort of take for granted that if you're not eating meat, you're eating healthy. But I know in India, there are billions of people who don't eat meat. And if you look at them, a lot of them are fat. Not all of them, obviously not most of them. But you can still get fat on and healthy, still eat very unhealthy
foods, yes. If you're eating a lot of grains, if you're eating a lot of carbs.
Well, on vegetarian, I mean like Oreos are vegan.
Yeah.
Straight up vegan. A lot of our processed foods are straight up vegan because they're so processed, like out of the leftovers of other things.
Yeah.
But even too, like everything you eat, you can overdo it.
Yeah, well, I actually had a coworker.
Vitamins, you can overdo it.
Yes. A coworker who's vegan, and she said that she was very underweight, and then she decided to become vegan, and actually that's when she gained weight and actually got to a healthy way, you know?
The book claimed that while we think of ourselves as omnivores, that we actually probably predominantly ate fruits and grains, and it wasn't until around the Ice Age that we started eating more meat when it was... but I thought we were set up as omnivores.
Well... I said, I don't know. It's because I think kind of the culture that we grew up in is mostly carnivores. I think we eat more meat. You know, we're down here in Texas, eat a lot of barbecue, a barbacoa.
Not enough.
But I think there's always, you know, kind of that idea that we ate mostly meat and then occasionally vegetables. And I think, you know, as a human, we see humans. Yeah, we kind of think, you know, we're natural omnivores.
Yeah, I think we ate mostly probably grains, fruits, vegetables, and the meat was a treat.
Yeah, well, I think that's how it should be. I know the with portion sizes,
the exception, you know, of what seems like what would have been available to us is more healthy for us, like fruits and vegetables, super healthy. Fish, still pretty very healthy. And then it's like meat is like, while delicious and it can provide an excellent energy boost, it's like super condensing. It's very easy to overdo it. It's like,
oh yeah,
the way gasoline is good for your car, but like nitro can make you drive a lot faster. It is not good for your engine. I think that's the best way to think of meat and a lot of processed foods. It's a good way to get like sugar to you quickly and, you know, energy. But it's like, we don't eat for our lifestyles.
No, that's very true.
Like we eat way, if somebody had my diet and they were like, you know, a marathon runner every day, they just like murder themselves running like super fast and super, that'd be fine.
Well, I watched a documentary way back when about this guy who was doing like a, was he Iron Man or like a triathlon kind of thing?
Iron Man's the guy with the middle suit. He flies, he doesn't need to worry about exercise.
Not a superhero.
Iron Man, the race called the Iron Man race.
Yeah, the Iron Man. Well, I mean, but he was doing something like that where he was doing biking for so long, swimming for so long. I think it was like a triathlon or something. But you see that he had to schedule in time in between the activities in order to refuel and eat more. But he was eating a lot of stuff like bananas and a lot of oats. And I think it was maybe like green juice or something like that, you know? And I was like, but they said he's intaking calories that normally five people would, you know, need on a daily basis. So he's taking like 500% of what he needed. And I was like, that's a lot of food. But if you think about it, what he's doing, well, it's all fuel.
Yeah,
it's
getting burnt directly.
At the time, I was a very young kid when I saw this. And I was like, but food just so you're not hungry anymore. I didn't understand the whole fuel concept about it.
And all right, on the topic of like learning about nutrition from TV, I think I was watching, I might have been Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or Honey, I Shrunk Us. Was it the one?
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, yes. So, because
the
there's
kid
like,
who was like hypoglycemic or something.
Yeah. Okay. So, kid hypoglycemia. He was like diabetes, right?
Yeah. He was
low blood sugar.
Borderline. Yeah. Low blood sugar.
And so, in order to rescue him, they fed him a banana. Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay. And I was like, so I took from that years later when I found out, like, oh my, you know, blood sugar is not quite where I need to be. It's like, what I should do is every day for lunch, I'll have a banana. Later, I was talking to a relative of mine who's nurse. Mm-hmm. On top of it, she took care of my diabetic grandmother before she passed. You know, words of sadness for theirs. But
sorry,
I learned.
Sorry about that.
It should be.
I'm very sorry.
It's like, learn to drive, man. Learn to drive. You know, drink after you're done driving is what I should say. You know, or find like an auto injector for those needles, man. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. Anyway, but thank you for your apology. That means a lot to me. I asked her, she said, no, bananas are one of the worst things that a diabetic person could eat. They're so shock full of easy to get to sugar that
it would spike.
Exactly. Instantly. Yeah. It's good if you're like in hypo, if you're like, you're dying of it, then it's good to boost it up. But if you're just like a regular day to day diabetic and you're managing it for the most part, a banana will screw it up. Screw up your sugar intake.
I was actually, who was it? What, some athlete. I don't know if it's David Beckham or something like that. Some crazy athlete. He was like on a strict diet, and he said the only fruit that he ate actually was bananas, and it was only like one or two a day, because like that was all the sugar he would get, the recommended amount of sugar they needed, and just that those two pieces.
Yeah,
of fruit.
Yeah, so definitely avoid that.
Yeah.
Bananas are one of the weird ones too, where I found there's other ways of preparing banana. You could cook with banana, but you got to cook like the green ones, our special breed called the plantains.
Plantains are the ones
they're the ones that are smaller, right?
I know they're bigger actually. I think.
Are they?
Well, there's different sizes.
I know there's some smaller breed of bananas, and here's the thing. They look like they'll turn black faster, but you could eat the black part, and it tastes like freaking candy, man. I'm changing on my whole stance on bananas. Let's not get too far into this, because...
You don't want to know something, how things come around. We started as podcasters on another podcast called the Something Something Podcast like a year ago.
No, it was more than that.
More than that?
Wasn't it?
2 years ago? Something like that.
Yeah, 30.
And it's funny... Because like how we progress and how we've gotten to a certain level of podcasting professionalism and scheduling and stuff. And we're still talking about bananas. One of the first things we talked about on a Something Something podcast was bananas.
It was ridiculous.
And the extinction of bananas. It's like some of the stuff we always talk about the same stuff, it seems.
And it's just like, because everything comes around again.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible's been going around for like 3,000 years.
Less than 2,000.
Wait, no, that's the New Testament.
Yes.
I'm counting since the back in the day. Oh, I schooled you. I didn't even take theology class.
Yeah.
And you did.
And
you also took culinary classes, yet here I am fatter than you. So clearly I know what I'm doing, talking more about with food.
Right. Touché. Touché. Well, that's an interesting thing also. On this podcast, I think we're going to kind of talk about all the aspects of food because what we do, we have kind of gotten interested in more of the nutritional side of food, eating healthy, you know.
Exercising too.
Exercising too. But earlier today, we went to shoot a promo video.
Very unhealthy episode.
Yeah. This guy who's become a friend of ours, Benjamin.
Super freaking awesome.
He owns a hamburger stand. Like a hamburger.
It is a true stand of hamburgers.
Yeah, it's a good
known as
hamburger
Beef
stand.
Say What?
Shout out to Beef Says What. We went out to do the promo.
I shouted out.
And we ate some very good hamburgers.
It's currently located in Pearsall.
208 North Peach Street. Pearsall, Texas. I don't know the zip code. Check it out. They're very good hamburgers. They knock. I don't know how he does it.
He's got those some skills, man. He does the hamburgers. He does the mini burgers. He just added hot dogs. He got the salads. He got the chicken strips.
Fried Oreos.
Yep, the fried Oreos. He got the Benuelos. You know the Benuelos?
The Buñuelos.
Oh, man. They put the Benuelos with the powdered sugar on top. Okay, here's the thing, too. I've had deep fried Oreos like at a buffet place. I think it was horrible. Horrible.
I can only assume it was horrible.
It was, and it's like, I love buffet place stuff. So I love things murdered in calories that are empty and fat that kills me. Not the good fats. His was delicious. His didn't taste like it would kill me. His was
delicious.
His was like, this is a guilty little pleasure, but it's not going to like murder me with this one Oreo. The other one that I had was like straight up like, ooh, I should be careful with my intake for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Maybe take a brisk walk every morning and every night. Burn this
well,
off.
That's the thing about having a balance in life, and I think that's one of the things I've learned, especially is having some balance, because those burgers were killer. And I've eaten fast food burgers more than I should within the past month, and I haven't enjoyed it. I don't enjoy the experience of eating fast food burgers.
Oh, that sounds sad.
It's kind of sad.
There's backstory to that.
Yeah,
that's
but
sad. Were you eating in the parking lot too?
No,
like right in the front.
You're just
like
home.
Oh, yeah. I was picturing, like, when you said no, instead of seeing you take it home, I saw you walk out of the restaurant, sit on the stoop in front of your car, and just start munching out.
How did you know? Actually, I went with, had lunch with my mother and my sister.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
Yeah, and at McDonald's, and I enjoy the company, but I did not enjoy the food.
The Mickey D's.
These burgers I went to, I mean, they're kind of homemade, home style, and man, did I enjoy the burger, and it really I don't know. It's a different thing. And I think that's one thing also I've been more aware of. Is like coming at food from a stance of like enjoyment and just, you know, saying, hey, it was really good what I ate. And, you know, not being, was it like embarrassed?
What do you mean
regretful? Like going to McDonald's, like, yeah, I regret eating that double quarter pounder.
Yeah, it's like, it's not, I don't think that's what you need to regret. You need to regret whenever it's like, okay, it's time for a little confession time. For a good amount of time, I worked a later shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out of work, I was hungry. I started going through the drive-thrus at McDonald's. And eventually, yeah, we met up. I started getting to know some of my coworkers, and afterwards, you know, they all worked the same hours as me, so we'd go out to McDonald's, and we started eating inside. And one day, I changed up my orders a little bit, because I always had a special. I like to get a regular dollar menu. Yeah, I always like get creative with the menus.
Yeah,
you know?
Get creative.
There's a secret menu. I want to find it. So one of these days on the inside, everybody was kind of looking at me weird. Every time we'd go in, people were looking at me weird and say hi. And it's like, oh, it's because I come here so much. You know, they recognize me from through the window. And
this is taking a scary turn.
So I ordered my burger.
Okay.
And as I haven't had a burger here in a while, been eating a little other things. Yeah. So it's like I get my dollar. I order my burgers. I order my spicy chicken. And I say, add pickles to that. Makes it, the vinaigrettes cuts the spicy. I say, give me that McDouble. No onions on it. Because I don't like the diced onions on there. It's just not a good combination. But I tell them, add, please, the Mac sauce. The sauce from the Big Mac sandwich. Add that sauce to my burger. And the man behind the counter. Also, too, just so like I'm ordering, my fat ass is ordering this at 2-3 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
The guy who was taking my order later went on to become a male model, and I'm not joking about
really?
That. Really? Yeah, not like a hand model, like a straight up, like, I'm so pretty, people will take pictures of me. Straight up male model.
Uh-huh.
He's still up and coming, but I believe in him.
Not a model for the U.S. Postal Service, like a male model.
I could see that, too. Yeah, exactly. Both. If he started modeling for the American United States Postal Service, people start sending more mail.
He'd be a Gmail male
would
model.
Lose stock. Exactly.
That's what the U.S.
This guy stops. He stops what he's doing, entering in my code. So slowly leans back, raises his head with his mouth slightly agape, looks me dead in the eye, and says, "You're Maxos guy." And everybody from around who had been busy preparing stuff sort of stop and look at me. And it's like,
wait a minute,
really?
You were known?
I was not just known like, hey, this is a regular. I had my own nickname.
Wow.
So that it's like, oh my garb. Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
It was mixed. I felt, oh, the strangest combination of pride and shame, which is naturally arousing. And it was just like, wow, what can I do? I was like, oh, this is disgustingly beautiful.
So you had a reputation here. There in the McDonald's as Maxos.
Now you think, like, a part of me is like, oh man, this means you need to cut down on your food. Another part of me was like, nah, man, kick it up. The guy was cool too. Like, we got chatty after that, you know, and I still came semi-regularly, a little bit more in the morning, but I've since then cut it back down. I still don't know where to go with it. Definitely should go to McDonald's less, and I have been. I still go there more than I should, but I've cut down. That was my little McDonald's Mac sauce confession time.
The Mac confession.
Hope you enjoyed that story.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That. Well, it's funny when you say that, because I think I went with you to McDonald's once a couple years ago, and you had ordered extra Mac sauce or something on your burger, and I got that. So every time I go to McDonald's, I also add Mac sauce to
the
other burgers.
It does
help. It go down a little,
right?
A little
strangest combination.
Yeah.
You never think like you can make it special.
It's the spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down.
Go down, the medicine go down. The spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
We are prone to musical interludes in this and everything we record.
In life, come be our friends.
Yeah,
say hi.
So let us know what you want us to talk about. Basically, we want to focus on food. We have some ideas coming up about our favorite foods. We're going to have, hopefully, Benjamin on the show. Benji.
Benjamin.
The burger god. And get
burger
some
gangster.
Yeah. Burger gangster. That's cool.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, man.
Could have like a gang.
His burger sign already had the glasses on it. It just needed that little biker slash. I don't know why you got to throw gang stuff in it. Jeez, I'm just talking about cultural heritage. Cultural heritage. Why are you going to make it about crimes?
It doesn't have to be like a negative thing. Gang.
You want to check us out? We're going to be on.
Well, if you want to know, watch some other stuff, we have a YouTube channel called Roman and Rhodes. What do you want?
I was going to list us off the Anchor, the Spotify.
No. I'll add that on at the end. Okay. Don't worry. I'll add that. We have a YouTube channel called Roman and Rhodes. Roman's part spelled R-O-M-A-N. Rhodes spelled R-O-D-E-Z. And we have to talk about a lot of our stuff. And this podcast kind of sprang out from a lot of the food stuff we talk about. If you want to see, we have a spicy noodle
challenge. Those are pretty fun. Check out Roman Rhodes and find the spicy noodle challenges. Those are some of our funniest things.
And we kind of we talk a lot about news stories and a lot of different. We talk about random stuff on the YouTube channel.
We're narrowing it down.
We're narrowing down. This is part of the narrowing down. You're we wanted an avenue to talk about foodie stuff.
Hopefully start working with some businesses pretty soon to give them some promotions. Local guys down here in South Texas, if you want to get a hold of us, see what we got, let us know. Check out our page. Get a hold of us through the Gmail account at
Roman and Rhodes. No, Roman Rhodes Podcast. We still got that old email.
Yes.
For now, it's Roman Rhodes Podcast at gmail.com.
Give us a look-see. Also, you can find me on Twitter at R-O-D-E-Z-M-8.
We have the Roman Rhodes Twitter.
We do have that one, too, but I've never checked
it. We hardly post anything on that. We're trying to get better at that.
I don't really post on my Twitter, but I do check it, at least. So if you want to get a hold of us there. We also have an Instagram.
Search Roman and Rhodes. Also, I believe here on the Anchor, you can on the Anchor website, the Anchor app, you can send us messages. So let us know what you want to talk about. We might send out a few questions for you to, or ask you for questions that you want answered.
If you are listening to us on a app other than Anchor, I know we're also on Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker,
Google Casts,
Google and Apple Podcasts, and a few others. Let us know, and Radio Public as well. Please let us know. We'd appreciate to know where you're talking to us from.
Yeah, and if you're in the San Antonio area, South Texas area, if you know of any restaurants, food trucks, any foodie type places that you want us to visit, you want us to talk about what they got, any special items, any special foodie things, let us know. Send us some directions because we're always looking to try some new foods, talk about new stuff. If you have any interesting history, I read a book about the history of Tex-Mex food in San Antonio. We might get into that later on.
What's it called? Add cheese?
That was like the go-to thing when I was a kid. Like you had to add cheese to everything.
Are we, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
No, because Tex food is like add beef. Mexican food, add beans. Tex-Mex, add cheese. That's a t-shirt right there.
There you go.
I'm going to put it at that. All that stuff I said. Tell us what your sizes are. Do we have a mostly XXL crowd? We got some Missy Petites there. We ain't judging. Let us know so we can get what you want to fit.
All the sizes. All go through the whole range.
Oh, that's not too many ranges. We're going to limit it.
All right. Is there anything else you want to hit on in this first intro episode? Rhodes, my man, my buddy?
I can't think of anything, man. Let us know. Like I said, talk to us, you guys. Let us be our friends. Be our friendships. Talk to us. We're also going to, at some point in the future, possible video podcasts.
Yes, we'll see how this goes. What the response is.
We love you.
And so check out our YouTube channel, Roman and Rhodes. Also, Rhodes here.
This is the longest ending.
Yeah, people are still listening. If you're still listening,
what do I do? Tell me.
Rhodes here is doing? Also a co-host on another
I forgot. Thumbs up.
Podcast.
Check us out. Also on all the same sites for podcasts. We also have it's called Thumbs Up.
Is that all together? Thumbs up combined as no spaces?
It is, yes, that. You can find us on YouTube as well. We've got a few videos out. Mostly we're on podcasts. Check us out on biggerthumbsup@gmail.com. Find me once again on Twitter. And I forgot my co-host's contact info, but like I said, get us on that Gmail.
And Thumbs Up's all about pop culture, video games.
And other stuff.
We have many interests, and we're, like, trying to spread it out.
It's mostly games and pop culture. And by pop culture, it's mostly games that are popular.
Yeah, and I pop in occasionally to talk about.
He's not a drag either. Like check out the videos with him. He's actually holds his own pretty well. He's slightly funny.
I'm not much of a gamer,
but you hold the conversation well.
Yeah, hopefully.
In those episodes, I'm not going to say that you've done that. Everything that we've done together, but there you're
everybody
pretty enjoyable.
Has highs and lows. So we will be shooting out a new episode of this podcast to the tooth
soon.
Every Friday, we'll do that for now. And if there's any other special episodes, mini episodes that we decide are worthy to put up, we might put them in up during the week. So Check us out this coming Friday, whatever the date's going to be. I'm not sure when this is released. It's probably releasing this Friday, this 14th, 20th.
Oh, keep an eye out for specials on holidays and other such events. Like I said, contact us if you want us to do some sort of special edition. Everything's good. Blah, blah, blah. Longest ending in history.
So I'm Roman. And my co-host,
apparently,
Robert Rhodes.
Roto, just always ending.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on Friday.